Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so I need to know what's going on in Tampa Bay. Did you see this headline, Kane? 5 people in Tampa Bay were killed by flesh-eating bacteria as officials warn locals to not enter the sea with cuts or grazes on their skin. Yeah, there have been 26 reported infections of Vibrio vulnificus. I actually think I said that right. In Florida. What was that? Vibrio vulnificus? It's 26 so far this year. It's known to lurk in brackish seawater as it requires salt to live. Around 1 in 5 can die within a day or two of becoming ill when they catch it. 2 people in Hillsborough County and 1 each in Pasco, Polk, and Sarasota. So don't go near no water that looks like it's still and brackish. You know what that means? If it looks like it's still and mosquito-y, don't go in that water. Stay away from it. God be damned. You got gators and now you got flesh-eating bacteria. It's just the Australia of the United States. I'm telling you what. So just be careful. And they say it's severe for people who have weakened immune systems. Like the regular beach, I think, is fine. But going in some of those areas, you know, where it's just still and quiet, just a little, you know. Let's see. A Florida woman was arrested. She spiked a dude's drink with Raid. It didn't kill him on contact as advertised. Then he's not a cockroach, that's for sure. Apparently... It was his girlfriend and the mother of his child that did it. He had 2 drinks and started feeling sick. She spiked both of them with roach, the roach spray. It took him an hour to collect himself and call police. So she has prior convictions, apparently, 2 weapons, and her prior weapon of choice was a knife. By the way, she was running from police, and they have body camera of chasing her with a canine. That's interesting. A Florida man was arrested for $20 million worth of non-existent N95 masks. The other question is that there was $20 million spent on it. A Rockledge man was arrested for allegedly offering to fraudulently sell a Canadian healthcare company more than 20 million N95s at the height of the pandemic. 79-year-old Esmeraldo Enrique was arrested on 1 count of organized fraud. It was a $20 million deal. He was doing business as Enrique Technologies and Trading LLC when he entered the deal. And so he actually had money wired to him. He was booked in Brevard County Jail on $10,000 bond. Masks, bacteria, and Raid. Oh, my. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12-gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and, with dual-tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltechWeapons.com and follow Keltec on social media. Visit KeltechWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. You know, when I first heard that Queen song, Fat Bottom Girls, I thought, man, I need to do squats. It's my first thought. I mean, is there any better song? Queen's one of my favorite bands of all time. I mean, this song is so much fun. Steve, what would you say? This song is a banger, correct? Yeah, that works, see? I mean, have you ever played this as DJ Fun Uncle? That's not his DJ name. He hates it when we say that, but we can't help it. I mean, have you ever just like ripped this in a club and or anywhere where you've been like spinning and people enjoy it or no?
Definitely at weddings more than clubs, but yeah, it's a big wedding hit.
I mean, I would go back to that club if I heard this or like AC/DC or something. I just would be like, I'm coming back. This is great. I mean, it's such a fun song. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this first hour. Listen coast to coast. Stream the program. Join the convo over at YouTube as well. Now, I'm going to get into some of the nuance of this. But so here's the headline. This first off, I think this song came out the year I was born, if I'm correct with my estimation here. Fat Bottom Girls, right? It was off. One of their greatest hits. And it was written by Brian May and obviously Freddie Mercury who is just such a phenomenal, oh my gosh, phenomenal performer. Sidebar. You know that whole, what was it, Live Aid? That was like his last performance before his death. It was one of the greatest performances of all time. Of all time. I look at all of these pop stars today. None of them could touch. None of them. So I'm thinking about this. Like, why? Because it sounds like he's been hit by cancel culture. Now, there's a caveat, perhaps, here, which we're going to touch on. But for now, apparently, they have this greatest hits collection that's out. And it is apparently not included on it, the greatest hits collection. Now, the caveat is what Lorraine has found. She said that it was pulled from the greatest hits on the children's audio platform. Can I be real? I don't know if I'd have pulled it off of that. But see, that's me. I'm that kind of parent. Like, my kids listen to all kinds of music. See, give the parents the ability to determine what is or is not age appropriate for their children. That's all we're asking. Now, some parents might say, yeah, Dana, you're nuts. I'm not letting my kid listen. Okay, that's fine. That's you. You do you. I'm not going to sit here and demand that it be included in the schools. I'm not going to do it. You know, yeah, I believe that you have that parental authority. But people are wondering, I mean, because I'm thinking of just the irony of canceling a song from a band that was headed up by a gay dude. You know, I'm just, and by the way, he did his job. Can I just also add that as a sidebar? Freddie Mercury, he never made it about it. He did his job. Gay man still sang about fat bottom girls. Stop. He did his job. A rock star doing their job. You got to appreciate that. What was it? Their album Jazz, and it had this chick on a bike. Didn't they have to put britches on her at some point? Like, wasn't it considered scandalous? And they had to put britches on her. Or something like, yeah. So now they're saying that it was maybe specifically on the kids' version, but there's some other, I think we need some clarification on this. Some are saying that it was just from the actual greatest hits. Are they going to try to say it's fat shaming? Now, Kane, you brought up some really good points because you were saying, oh, but nobody has a problem with WAP. I'm not going to tell you what that, don't Google it. If you don't know what it is, don't Google it. Don't try to. Don't look at what it stands for. Don't. Or some of these other songs out there, right? I mean, just...
They're not canceled. I mean, they're also not on children's albums either. Not that I know.
Is this
of.
On a children's album? Can I just be real? Like, I mean, there's... What's the worst thing? Naughty Nanny? Is that, like, the worst lyric in there? I mean, he's very creative. It was May and Mercury that did the lyrics. It sounds like Brian May. Like, when you just read it as a sentence, you're like, oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
For sure.
That's Brian May. But, Yeah, I mean, it's are you going to take me home tonight, down beside that red fire light? You're going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls who make the rock and roll go around. Right. Yeah, it's just embracing the curves, man. Right. What? Just saying. But if they came for, if they came to cancel Queen, I think that is past the Rubicon. Actually, we passed that already. There's a new Rubicon, and that second Rubicon is when I riot. That's when I don't know what that looks like, having, you know, that I've never rioted before. I've never engaged in, I don't even know what that would entail. How would you riot, Kane, if you could, if one did, if you did?
I don't know. Play the song loud at every opportunity? I have no idea.
Yeah, would you like walk down like John Cusack and say anything?
Maybe in my car.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And again, I don't even care enough, I think, to riot anything.
I do. This is about taste. At some point, you got to make a stand.
Yeah. I mean, if it's about freedom or something.
I mean,
then, yeah,
when you're going for Queen, it's gone too far. And that's when we must rise up. Dang it. We must rise up for the fat bottom girls. It has to happen. Who's with me? To the streets. Like I said, I don't even know what that, if we'd get out there in the street and be like, well, what do we do now? I don't know. So, but now if it's part of the children's album, I get, you know, I let my kids listen to literally all types of music. They grew up watching horror films. I wasn't the strict, I mean, I was more concerned with sexual content, I think, than language. But, and there was certain, like, you know, like The Exorcist. I never let them watch The Exorcist because that's messed up. There's certain, you know, there were limitations, yes. But then I also have friends who were like, if it's not on the Kids Bop album, then their kids aren't listening to it. And their kids grew up with horrible taste in music, I mean, as you might have guessed. So I just don't. I get it, the kids album thing, but then they're saying that this, over at Daily Mail, it's like, oh, well, no, it's from the Greatest Hits album. That's not a Greatest Hits album if it's omitted from this, is all I'll say. But see, the thing is that it's, I think almost at anything, somebody goes, wait till the woke discover Spinal Tap. Shh. Shh. Don't say it out loud. They will hear you. They will hear you.
I'll crank Queen to 11.
Yeah, it goes, this is better. It goes one more, one louder.
And you know, Queen's song Bicycle had fat bottom girls in the lyrics as well.
I mean, okay, so Bicycle, that's a whole other thing.
Right.
And you didn't even know really what he was talking about. You were just like, he loves bipedal travel or bicycular travel. This is great. Yeah, sure, that's what it is. Go on with that. But I don't think that Freddie Mercury seemed like he would have been an anti-woke kind of dude, right? I don't think that he would have abided by any of that, and then they would have immediately canceled him. Oh, you're not the right kind of gay guy. Canceled. See, that's the other thing. It doesn't matter anymore, because I said earlier, as we started the segment, talking about how it looks like they were coming for fat bottom girls from Queen. It doesn't even matter if the band's fronted by a gay guy anymore. You're just privileged adjacent now. Not even the gays have special privilege. They don't have special privileges anymore. I mean, you got to cut your willy off in order to get the special privilege, right? And then you have to pretend to be a woman who likes dudes. And then that just is a whole bunch of other levels of confuse. So I'm just saying that not even that. It's just amazing how far it's gone. Yeah, the comments that I've seen from this, just wait until they hear the song WAP. Just wait until they hear this song, the title of which I can't even say on air. Wait until they hear this one. I know. I'm just saying. I am right there with you in all of it. So I feel like I want to play that for the rest of the show. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up here, the iPhone 15 is coming. Actually, mine's been really glitchy, my 14, so I'm you guys know the one, gadgets are my weakness. Gadgets and tech, like little techie things, that's my weakness. So they're it's expected to be launched in the beginning of September. Now here's where I'm getting mad. I'm already mad. It's going to have a new charging port. Now, is this good or bad? A generic charging port. It's a USB-C connector. It's going to replace the proprietary port. But I already have all their stupid stuff. So now you're telling me now after I got... Are you kidding me? So they said that's going to be one of the... So they're complying with EU regs that require them to have USB-C charging. So they're in September, blah, blah, blah. So they got to have a generic charging port. I'm going to punch these things. Now I'm mad. I was like excited about it, but that, because I went and got all that other stuff. Nobody wants to go to Burning Man anymore. So I cannot believe these tickets are this expensive. Hey, spend $575 and come be stinky in the desert with a bunch of druggies and drunks. Yay! Burning Man tickets flood the market for less than $575 face value after the nightmarish 2022 conditions and influx of influencers turned longtime attendees sour. I just, at some point, I guess, like way back when, I guess people thought it was cool, but I don't like festivals. I don't like theme parks. I don't like, you know, places where a bunch of people can demonstrate herd-like mentalities, right? And I'm just against it. And then people dress, I don't know. It just seems weird. The whole thing is weird. It's like they try to pretend to be the Mad Max. If that's your jam, then go on with it. But $575. Kane, I feel like we could like charge that and we could take them. There's this church that's building a new parking lot down the road, right? So it's like real dusty and dirty. Like same thing, like $575. You don't even have to go all the way to the desert out there, right? And you're right by a Kroger. So that works for you. AI-created art isn't copyrightable, says one judge in a ruling that I don't think is going to stay. I do not think that's going to stay because they're going to go down. What is it? Like if you use 15 seconds of a song as a sample over 15 seconds, then it's copyrighted. So I think they're going to use those sorts of measures.
What do you make of that? That Joe Biden seems to not have this groundswell of support right now. Do you think it's all age?
No, I think it's our system. I think Donald Trump and the Republican Party have poisoned it to people. No one trusts our institutions. No one trusts Congress. No one trusts any of us because all they do is attack our families, do those types of things.
Who? What? This is one of the dumbest people I've ever heard. Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz. He said, "Well, Biden's lack of support is because those Republicans have poisoned the system. They've just poisoned everything. All they do is attack our families." Wait, I'm sorry. What? Your party and you want to talk about politicization and attacking families? Tell me a little bit more about DOJ and FBI working together under the Patriot Act to classify parents who spoke out at school boards as domestic terrorists. What? Let's have that one. Come again? This guy. Jeez. If you look up Blowhard in the dictionary, it's that. He's your favorite, isn't he? You like you some Tim Walz, don't you, Kane? He just wanted... He's precious. P-R-E-S-H-U-S, precious. It's because Republicans have poisoned the whole system. Them damn Republicans, they have poisoned everything.
How do they keep getting away with the whole Republicans pounce thing? Like, we can't just report on what Democrats are doing crappily?
Well, don't forget, Kane, the CNN piece. It's our linguistic jujitsu. Our linguistic jujitsu, yes, you know, what some people might call just, you know, basic rhetoric. No, some cat who apparently just was born yesterday and thinks that history began at the same time. He thinks that's just, it's not, you know, basic rhetoric that everyone employs. It's a compliment. He's saying that we're all real smart and we weaponize the language with our our jujitsu.
But I literally can't point to any one thing Democrats have done well in the last 2.5 years. So what has Biden done?
Oh, man, ruining the economy. They're amazing at it. They're like the valedictorians of that.
That's a negative.
No one can touch them. But it's a win for them. So in some ways, it's a positive. Dana, how dare you? You using that linguistic jujitsu again? It's true. I mean, they're amazing at that. Also, snorting coke. They're so good with cocaine.
And not investigating where it came from.
Right. And they don't, and hiding it, hiding the use of it. I mean, you have literally two cokeheads in the White House at the same time. Still don't know where that cocaine came from. It is a mystery. We'll never know. It just, the cameras don't work. Crazy. I mean, Dana, is that that linguistic jujitsu? I mean, maybe. I mean, they're really good at the at snorting coke, hiding coke, not taking accountability of their own kids, you know. Really good at that. Showering with daddy, apparently. President Daddy Showers, McUnity. That's his name, right? Why isn't that a sticker?
We haven't even mentioned the weaponization of government yet.
Okay, and that sounds like some of that linguistic jujitsu that Jin's all use.
Does that mean just poisoning the well right then?
You're pouncing. Oh. You're pouncing, sir.
My bad.
Mm. So I really want there to be a general election debate. I don't think Biden will make it. He'll pass out on stage. All right. Today in stupidity, what do we have,
all
sir?
Right. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, she was asked a question about how, you know, can you give us a sense on how the president believes Maui and the wildfire response has been so far? Listen to what she says here.
For what the president believes the response has been so far. Is he happy with all of it? Are there things that he believes should have been done differently or done in a separate manner? Or has this been something that he has been pleased with?
Yeah, I continue to provide the president updates on what the response efforts are. And he always says, what else can we do? And we continue to move more resources in. I think based on the updates and the communication that I have had with the president, he is satisfied with our response. But he'll always push us to make sure that
he's on the beach. How would you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's at Lake Tahoe now after his other 14-day.
Good Lord.
Good heavens. I know, exactly.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.